From Spark and Anvil and Math Circle, this is Wendy Wonder in Chapter 1 of the Math Circle cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Circle wanted to start solving before they'd even looked. Mateo, Priya, Lux, and Jess had a picture in front of them, a grid of dots arranged in a square, 4x4. And the problem asked how many squares of any size you could find hidden inside it. The Circle immediately started counting the little ones, fast, racing, and almost as quickly got tangled and frustrated. 16 little squares, Lux said. Then, wait, are we counting big ones too? How many even are there? A girl appeared on the screen, looking at the grid the way you'd look at something genuinely interesting, head tilted, eyes soft. Before you count anything, she said gently, can we just look at it for a second? I'm Wendy, and I never start a problem by solving it. I start by noticing. What do you actually see? Not the answer, just what's there. The Circle slowed down, a little reluctantly. There's a 4x4 grid, Mateo said. The dots make rows and columns, Priya added. There it is, Wendy said warmly. You're noticing. Now, what do you wonder?
Wendy settled in no hurry at all. Here's my whole thing, she said. Most people see a problem and immediately start attacking it, counting, calculating, racing, and they miss what's right in front of them. I do the opposite. I slow way down and just notice every detail I can see. And then I wonder. I ask the real questions. I wonder if the bigger squares follow the same pattern as the little ones. I wonder what happens at the corners. The noticing and the wondering do half the work before you've solved a single thing. She smiled. When I was little, I thought being good at math meant being fast, racing to the answer. But I kept missing things, easy things, right in front of me, because I was moving too quick to see them. So I learned to slow down and look. And the strangest thing happened. The problems got easier because I finally noticed what they were actually made of. And they got more fun because wondering is just fun. But isn't slowing down a waste of time? Jess asked. Try it and see, Wendy said. What do you notice about the squares once you really look?
So the circles stopped racing and started looking. There are little 1x1 squares, Lux said slowly, but also bigger ones, 2x2 squares sitting on the grid, and even a 3x3, and the whole thing's a 4x4 square itself. I wonder, Priya said, catching the spirit, how many of each size there are. Like, are there fewer big ones than little ones? Let's find out, Wendy said. They counted by size, calmly now. 16 of the smallest, 9 of the 2x2s, 4 of the 3x3s, 1 4x4. 16, 9, 4, 1, Mateo read out, and then stopped. Those are square numbers, backwards. 4 squared, 3 squared, 2 squared, 1 squared. I wondered if there'd be a pattern, Priya breathed. And there is.
Wendy beamed at them, utterly delighted. Do you see what just happened? She said. You started out racing entangled and frustrated. Then you slowed down, noticed what was really there, squares of different sizes, and wondered about them. And the noticing and the wondering led you straight to the pattern. You added them up, 16, 9, 4, 1, and there's your answer, 30. You didn't power through it. You looked at it, and it opened up. Lux shook his head. We were going so fast, we didn't even see the bigger squares at first. That's what speed costs you, Wendy said gently. It's not that fast is bad. It's that fast skips the looking, and the looking is where the good stuff hides. She gestured at the grid. An hour ago, this was a chore you wanted to get through. Now it's kind of beautiful, isn't it? Squares inside squares inside squares. That's what wondering does. It turns a thing you have to do into a thing you actually want to look at. Jess studied the grid with new eyes. It is kind of beautiful, she admitted.
Later, as the circle wrapped up, Lux stayed behind. Can I ask you something? He said. Why does the wondering matter? We could have just counted carefully and gotten the answer without all the I wonder stuff. Wendy thought about it, eyes still on the grid. You could have, she agreed, and you'd have gotten the answer and felt nothing and forgotten it by tomorrow. The wondering isn't about getting the answer faster. It's about actually being there, she smiled. When I rush, I get answers, but the whole thing feels gray and tiring. When I slow down and wonder, even a homework grid becomes something I'm genuinely curious about. The math stops being a wall I have to get over and starts being a thing I get to explore. She looked up. Noticing and wondering is how you fall in love with a problem instead of fighting it, she said. And problems you love are the ones you actually solve and the ones you remember. And as Lux headed home, he found himself, for the first time he could remember, wanting to look more closely at things, not to finish them faster, but just to see what he might notice and what that noticing might make him wonder.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Wendy Wonder. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.